Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The first baseman, Ross Gloed. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting sixth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Cintron. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Contreras. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Podsednik strikes out. One out. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gloed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gloed. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Gloed steals second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dye takes first base on ball four. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thome takes first base on ball four. Gloed moves to third. Dye moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Creed hits a fly ball towards center. Coetzee catches it and throws to home to double up Gloed. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coetzee hits a line drive towards third. Creed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pierzynski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cintron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Cintron. The throw from Kendall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Uribe strikes out. Two outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-1 in the game. Podsednik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cintron scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Podsednik steals second. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gloed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gloed hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cintron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome strikes out. Two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. Creed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 0-for-1 in the game. Coetzee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Kendall moves to third. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher is walked intentionally. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a pop-up towards short. Uribe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Scudero applying the tag. 1 out. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gloed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gloed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gloed moves to second. Jim Thome batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Gloed moves to third. Dye moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 0 for 2 in the game. Creed strikes out. 2 outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Coetzee takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to second. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up beyond short. Uribe can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Kendall scores. Coetzee moves to third. It's 4-2. Athletics. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cintron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chavez hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brad Halsey now pitching. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Halsey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 0-for-2 in the game. Uribe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Payton reaches second base with a double. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Payton moves to third. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0-for-2 in the game. Scudero takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Payton tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Scudero. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Scudero steals second. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kotze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kotze hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik takes first base on ball 4. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Glode is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Glode hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Podsednik moves to third. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Podsednik scores. Glode moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dye hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glode moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. Glode scores. 1 out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Chad Gaudin now pitching. Joe Creed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Creed is 0-for-3 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a line drive into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cintron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Kennedy now pitching. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski strikes out. 1 out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Swisher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cintron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Payton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher strikes out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Justin Tuchturer now pitching. Rob Mikowiak pinch hits for Juan Uribe. Rob Mikowiak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mikowiak hits a line drive into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik strikes out. 2 outs. Ross Gloed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gloed is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gloed hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.